Delaware lawmakers recently introduced a bill to change the state's Coastal Zone Act. Supporters say the measure will encourage the redevelopment of vacant industrial sites near the coastline. Critics warn the bill weakens the landmark environmental legislation and reverses all of its gains. WHYY's Shirley Min reports.
Delaware House Bill 190 has created a deep divide between business leaders in the state and environmentalists. Earlier this month, Newark Democrat Representative Ed Osinski introduced the bipartisan bill after years of pleading from the business community to loosen some of the Coastal Zone Act's restrictions.
I felt the way the business community's message was starting to gain momentum, I was a little fearful that if someone else ran the bill, with the momentum it had, it may have opened it up more and got enough votes.
Osinski says the bill amends the part of the Coastal Zone Act, or CZA, that makes it hard for new companies to come in and repurpose abandoned heavy industry sites along the Delaware River. The CZA is a landmark piece of environmental legislation signed into law by former Governor Russ Peterson in 1971. There are 14 grandfathered heavy industry sites in the coastal zone, many of which are now abandoned or underused. Osinski sees job opportunities there, but says the way the law is written, unless the new owner does the exact same thing the previous owner did or uses it for manufacturing purposes, those sites can't be used.
It really shut down opportunity for good jobs here. But I didn't think we should go open up everything in the coastal zone. This is less than 2% of the total coastal zone. And these areas now have been damaged. They have toxic materials in the ground. If any site should have a heavy industry back on it, it would be the ones that are already been kind of scorched. But this also will require the business to come in and clean it up.
House Bill 190 establishes a permitting process so interested companies could repurpose the 14 grandfathered sites. HB 190 would also allow sites in the coastal zone that had piers before 1971 to apply for a bulk product transfer permit. In other words, if approved, they could move bulk goods by ship along the Delaware River, which is currently forbidden under the CZA.
Well, I don't think there's any coastal zone law left if these things go through.
Delaware Audubon Society President Matt DelPizzo knew former Governor Peterson well. He says Peterson warned him and other environmentalists that lawmakers would start hacking away at the CZA once he died.
For certain, he would be completely against what they're doing with making possibly the coastal zone into a raw product transfer hub with innumerable barges and who knows how much product and multiplying the chances for catastrophic spills in the coastal zone.
Osinski says it comes down to the CZA's intent. Another thing environmentalists and the business community disagree on.
They envisioned the bill's intent was for all industry to eventually go out of business, become obsolete, and there would be no longer any heavy industry in the coastal zone. There should be a balance between having jobs and creating an industry and also keeping our environment clean.
DelPizzo wishes the public would have been more involved before state lawmakers rolled out a bill of this magnitude. He warns any changes will not only weaken protections of the CZA, but also endanger wildlife and put those who live near the old industrial sites at risk. House Bill 190 has been assigned to the House Natural Resources Committee. It's not clear how quickly it will get put to a vote. From the Delaware desk, Shirley Min, WHYY News.